So same situation. You have a patient who's come in with a biopsy, mantle cell lymphoma.
So mantle cell lymphoma, again, there's some really classic ones. So clinically, male predominance, big spleen, some nodes, circulating cells, usually a relatively short history, but it can be more indolent, which we can come back to. I think there the pathology is pretty typical. So you want to see a CD5 positive B cell. That makes you think first of CLL more commonly, but then you say, well, I'm going to look at CD23, positive in CLL, usually negative in mantle cell. And then the clincher would be the cyclin D1 immunohistochemical stain, should be positive in mantle cell lymphoma. It can be falsely negative. For instance, if it's done on bone marrow and the bone marrow has been decalcified and fixed, you can get some false negatives. Historically, cyclin D1 stains were quite difficult. In the last 5-10 years, the stains are much better, so now we're comfortable. We used to insist on the 11-14 translocation by FISH, occasionally cytogenetics, but more commonly by FISH. Now we'll accept it if it's in the right setting and cyclin D1 positive, CD5 positive B cell, that's mantle cell lymphoma, even for clinical trial eligibility. So we don't insist on the 11-14, but if there's any question, that's what you want to look at. You know, some of these patients who have a big spleen, high white count, CLL-like picture, you do want to be really careful. They've been misdiagnosed both ways, CLL as mantle cell and vice versa. So that CLL-like picture, you know, I really want to look at closely. Mantle cell, some of the ones, the blastoid variants tend to do quite poorly, and so we want to look for that. Again, you'd really want to have a big piece of tissue to make sure you're not missing areas of that. And one thing that's really important prognostically in mantle cell is the Ki-67, so the proliferation rate. And that's not always done, but I think that's something that if it wasn't done outside, we're going to want to have that. And finally, with mantle cell, we're starting to find out things like P53 is poor prognostic factors, as it is in other diseases, but something that we didn't always look at. So we want to look for those additional cytogenetic or immunohistochemical stains to help us prognosticate.